Kamara Show.
I just like to say that Kate is always up in my business.
Well, when someone falls asleep with a curling iron in their hair, it becomes necessary to...
It's the
search yourself in their business.
That happened two times.
Kate, you must remember that a surrogate is not your employee, but your partner.
Yeah, Kate, we're partners. Like Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry hate each other.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Mary Carey coming up on the program. Also, we're going to meet our mixologist. And if you've had crappy weekend plans beyond belief, if that's what you're planning for this weekend,
okay,
you could win cash money.
Wow.
So stick around. We're going to tell you all about that. First of all, without further ado, we were talking a lot of politics. This lady is no stranger to politics.
That's true.
And when I say this lady, I mean this lady.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, from everywhere. You see her everywhere. You've
yes.
seen her in some of your favorite adult films. You've seen her on the political trail. And most recently, I watched her in Celebrity Rehab. Let's say hi to Mary Carey. Mary!
Hi.
Hi, baby.
How are you guys?
How are you, Mary?
I'm good. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina right now.
You know, when I say how are you, I really mean how are you, because the last time I saw you on the tube, you know, you were in that celebrity rehab, and I was actually kind of surprised. I know you're a wild child, but
yeah.
I was really kind of taken aback to see you in rehab. Have you recovered, and how you doing?
You know, I'm doing really good. I mean, you know, every day as far as recovery goes, you know, it's pretty much just a one day at a time thing, you know. I mean, today I'm doing good, so therefore I'm doing good.
When you went into celebrity rehab, or when you went into rehab in general, what were your substances of choice? Was it purely alcohol, or were drugs involved?
No, you know, I mean, one of the main problem I had, which it's funny because, you know, you guys don't get to see it on the show because they filmed this for 3 weeks straight,
right.
You know, and they only show you like 10 1-hour episodes, but it was Xanax. And
oh, really?
I used to take what happened after my mom jumped off the building. I was prescribed Xanax for anxiety, you know, because like to sleep at night, I couldn't sleep, and just to maybe take throughout the day. Well, that's what the doctor said. I really just wanted the Xanax, so I told him I had anxiety, but I really couldn't sleep at night. But I started
right.
abusing the pills instead of taking like a half a bar, which is 1 milligram.
When you say half a bar, do you mean like half a pill?
They're like the white. There's a white bar, and they're into four parts. Each you know part of the bar is like it's like. Half, 1.52. I would take 5 milligrams, and I was only supposed to be taking 1 milligram.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And
somebody told me like half a milligram of Xanax is the equivalent like to a glass of wine. Is that right? Something like that?
I mean, I think Xanax is stronger than wine. I mean, Xanax just pretty much knocks you out. And like, I mean, if I was taking them when I was like just sober to go to sleep, it wasn't so bad. But I would drink. I would go out probably like 4 days a week. Like I was a social alcoholic, I would say, because I never was someone who woke up all day and needed to drink. Or
me too.
I would go out, which I was going out 4 to 5 days a week because I was depressed and had problems being alone. So I would go out, and if I went out at 10 o'clock to a club, I would drink, you know, a ridiculously large amount, like a bottle of Kettle One, like a whole, you know, fifth of vodka, and then
right.
I'd go home and be like, I won't be able to sleep, which, you know, probably would have passed out, and then I'd pop my 5 milligrams of Xanax,
you know,
which
wow.
is like, that's a lethal combination. I pretty much, if I kept on that path, I believe if I wouldn't have gone to rehab, I would have been dead within 6 months.
Jesus.
Wow.
I mean, I had no idea. I had no idea that you were in that kind of trouble, and one of the things I did, I didn't see all the episodes of your celebrity rehab,
mm-hmm.
but I did see the one where, I guess it was Dr. Drew that called you into the office, and they were talking to you about the whole thing, Mary, you know, about the whole porn thing and the
yeah.
whole way you were, you know, dressing and why you were doing that. I mean, they really, and pardon the pun, they strip you bare on that show.
You do, yeah, you get, but that's the only way, you know, in recovery is to, you have to be stripped bare of everything. You have to, you know, you have to learn to be honest with yourself in order to recover. So, and like, for me, I mean, even though unfortunately there's cameras everywhere, I really wanted to take advantage of having like the world's best doctor. And so, I mean, I put everything out there because it's the only way you can get help.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better. And, you know, I think that, and I certainly hope with all the talk from Dr. Drew, you're not going to consider stopping adult films, are you?
Well, you know what? Right now, I'm not shooting any more adult movies. I haven't.
Okay.
Since, I haven't shot one since March of 07. I mean, I still have two to release. And I, you know, same thing I've told Drew is, hopefully, I'm trying to work on other things. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with the porn industry, but it's just my dreams and the things I really want to accomplish. Unfortunately, if I was still doing porn, I won't get to try to accomplish those goals because you know, I want to get into comedy. I want to try to get into, you know, doing, like, television, nothing, you know, like, comedic roles, stand-up comedy, things like that.
I could see you as another, like, Goldie Hawn.
Absolutely.
I could see you
doing I mean, even like Chelsea Handler. Like, I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I'm still actively doing porn, a lot of networks won't even give me the opportunity. So,
yeah, that's a great role model. I think
that.
We've had Chelsea Handler on the show, and I think if you wanted a role model, she's probably the greatest one in the world. I saw her on The View the other day. I think she is seriously, I mean, not just a female comedian. Mm-hmm. I think seriously she is one of the funniest human beings that I have ever heard. She's hysterically funny. I wanted just to, and this is not about you and rehab. We covered that, but I got to ask you about, man, Jeff Conaway. I have never in my life seen anyone as effed up as this guy. And you were living in the same place with the guy for what, a month?
We were there for 3 weeks, and Jeff left early though. Jeff left a couple days early.
He's the last one that should have left early.
He should have stayed late.
Yeah, you know, he's remarkable. If you look at what he was like when he came in, I mean, of course, you guys only see the edited down version. So they left some of when he was really bad, like things that were like things the first week of him. They were kind of showing you guys as if it was the end. He actually got remarkably better after the first week. I mean, before he left, I mean, he had his color back in his skin. His eyes were beautiful. He was walking. He looked great.
He took everything, didn't he? I mean, he was on everything.
Yeah, he used to do, I believe it was, you know, he takes a lot of Oxycontins, he took Xanax.
Wow.
He drank a lot, cocaine.
Oh, my God.
He's doing better. I just saw, they brought a couple of us to New York 3 weeks ago to do the Tyra Banks show, which will be airing next month, and he was looking better. I mean, he's had 4 surgeries since the show.
Wow.
And so I know he's on 8 times, like, the normal amount of Oxycontins, which is not good. You know, that's kind of almost like heroin. But
Mary, I would think this would be kind of an obvious answer. For me, at least, I would think that having cameras there would make rehab a little more difficult. Was that true in your case?
Not for me, because, I mean, after having sex on camera, there's pretty much nothing else can really embarrass me to do on camera. So for me, I use it as, I want everyone to know all the personal problems I've had, because I would hope that would make people realize why I got into the industry I did. Now, I think for people who have had normal careers, I mean, for me, celebrity rehab is a step up from porn. I could see, whereas for someone like Brigitte Nielsen, who's been in, like, movies and stuff, that putting all your problems out there and going to rehab is kind of a step down in your career. But,
right.
I mean, for me, it was easy. I mean, after the first couple hours, you forget the cameras are there.
Right. What I've heard about porn is it's really not, you know, it's absolutely about as far away from glamorous as anything can be, right?
Oh, yeah, porn is definitely not glamorous. I mean, when you're on the sex is definitely nowhere near, like, real sex. Like,
right.
It's not really in the most comfortable positions. Like, the way I would like to have sex is not the way I can in the movies, because those aren't good for, like, the angles and
stuff.
Right, right. So, yeah, like...
Pretty hard on the knees, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, if you have to do reverse doggy. I mean, not reverse doggy, reverse cowgirl is hard on your quads.
See, that's the Mary I know and love.
What would that be?
So what are you planning a lot of different stuff. You're going to be out and about doing different projects and all that, and you want to do some comedy, but for now, no more of the porn.
No more adult movies right now, and I still have 2 movies to release. I just met with book agents in New York, so I just signed on with the book agents that did Stephen Colbert's book and Troy Spelling and Paris Hilton. So I'm meeting with some ghost writers over the next couple of weeks, and we're shopping to a publisher. So hopefully
scary.
Soon. But and then I'm just trying to work on getting my own, you know, reality show and more TV projects and, you know, staying sober and
Sound good. You sound like you're doing really well. Of course,
if I had to do radio shows or if I had to do news appearances or all the stuff I've done, I was never drunk for those.
No, you were always together.
Yeah,
I think we've talked to you a couple times.
I mean, it was when I would go out. I would, like, if I was going to go to dinner, then out to a club, forget about it. I'd be drunk, you know, because I could never just be like, I'm going to have four drinks. I was like, if I'm going to drink, I'm going to get drunk. And then by 2 in the morning when a club would close in L.A., I'd be like, well, I need to keep drinking, even though I was completely wasted.
Right.
And then I'd be like, I'd invite everyone over to my place.
You're not, hey, Mary, you're not doing coke right now, are you?
No.
A lot of caffeine.
Like, no, I'm hyperactive.
Red Bull or anything like that? Are you drinking
Red Bull? Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did drink three sugar-free Red Bulls.
We just had to ask.
Wow.
You got a lot. You do have a. You always have had a lot of energy when you've come on this show.
I do. I'm energetic.
You've always had a lot of. Now, do you still go out and party? Do you still go out? I mean, not party, but do you go to clubs?
I mean,
do you go to clubs and stuff?
I go out all the time. Yeah, because I love to dance. I've also discovered that if you drink about 7 to 8 Red Bulls in 4 hours, you can heal.
It's back to rehab.
Feels pretty good. I know. I'll be going on season 2 for my Red Bull addiction.
Mary, you just mentioned you love to dance, and it reminded me in Celebrity Rehab, you had started getting back into real dancing, almost like ballet dancing. Have you pursued that at all?
You know what? I haven't, unfortunately, because I've been on the road traveling, but I've got the next 3 weeks off when I get back to L.A.
Why is that making me horny?
Oh, you should have seen
ballet is making you horny.
No, the idea of you in a ballet is making me horny.
Really?
It was really good on the show, Mike.
And Mary, picking up on something you said earlier, you said you took the Xanax because you couldn't handle being alone. How the hell does a woman like you end up alone?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, I just got out of a bad relationship about a year and a half ago. And then 2 weeks after that happened, my mom jumped off a building.
You were feeling alone.
I was feeling alone, and I mean, I lived alone, and I mean, and what I would sometimes do is just, like, invite random people, not random, but guys I didn't know that well, even like that much, to come over, I mean, not to have sex, but just to, like, sleep over to hang out, because I didn't like to sleep alone at night, but now it's like I find myself, I can handle being alone, I actually like it, like, I will go home, and I can smoke my cigarette, my space, and watch reality shows, you know, and no one can criticize me for that.
and no regrets, right, as far as the whole porn thing? Do you have any regrets about that?
I don't regret porn. I don't think porn is bad. And if nothing happened for me, my mainstream or my other goals, within a year, I would go back to porn because, it's, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just, it wasn't, like, my dream was never to be, you know, a well-known porn star. My dream was to go into acting. I was a theater major in college, stuff like that. So I just want to try to do my other goals in life. But if I can't, then I'll go back and do porn.
Are you going to get to D.C. anytime soon?
I want to come out there. I'd love to come back to D.C. I love D.C. You know?
And if you come to D.C., we'd love to invite you to the studio to come in and be on the show in studio. And will you show us the twins again if you come to the studio?
I will. You know what? I wanted to promote one thing.
Go ahead. Promote.
On my MySpace page, I just got this new thing. It's called a kite phone. It's brand new. And what it does is basically throughout the day, I can upload video of myself. And I send it, and it goes to my MySpace page within 2 minutes of shooting it.
Wow. Okay.
So I just got this phone 3 days ago from the people who made him. The kite people are nice and donated one to me. And so people can go there and just, like, you know, yesterday I videotaped me and my you know, really good friend, who's also my sponsor.
Okay.
And, you know, all throughout the day. So if people go to myspace.com/RealMaryCarey.
Real Mary Carey.
I know, because, you know, Mary Carey was taken already. Like, there's like 33 fake me's.
Wow. I know. People are horrible.
Fake somebody. I don't get what you get out of that, but.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, go to the MySpace page for the real Mary Carey, and she is the real Mary Carey. I can tell by talking.
But it's not the word "thought" in there. It's just real Mary Carey.
Hey, I'm really happy that you're doing well and that you're staying sober and you still have your Red Bull, so you're fine.
I love my Red Bull.
and you know what? Pursue that ballet thing. Well, at least if you do, please send us some pictures, all right?
Take some pictures on your kite phone.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, you guys, seriously, the kite phone's so cool. Like, I love it. I'm addicted to it.
Well, we love you, Mary, and
I love
think
you guys.
You ought to run for politics again. You ought to run for office.
I am. I'm thinking of running for. I just got done last weekend. Last Monday. I was in Sacramento.
Run in Sacramento.
That was like 4 days ago. No, but I found out there's an opening in North Hollywood, and I live in North Hollywood, California. So I'm not sure if it was for Senate or mayor.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No one knows more about openings.
It doesn't matter. We'll send you a contribution check, Mary. We promise.
Thank you.
You rock. Mary Carey, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
And good luck with everything you do. When you're in D.C., come and see us, okay?
Okay, well, thank you.
Bye, Mary.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
Uh-huh.
Jeez. I had to ask. That's a different Mary Carey.
That's all that Red Bull.
That's a mile a minute Mary
she
Carey.
She sure is sober.
She is totally sober.
If I'm not mistaken, when her mother jumped off the building,
right?
That's when we actually conference called.
I'm sorry. I'm
getting
my finger,
some CB interference.
My fingers, so that's terrible.
We conference called Mary and her mother, and I think at that time her mother was not aware Mary was in porn.
Yes, that's right.
That's how it all fell
and
out.
Then shortly thereafter, I believe it was jumping off the building.
Yeah, so please don't jump off any building.
No.
I liked her better on Xanax.
Okay, we got to take a break, but before we do, let's bring these nice people in here, please.
Yeah,
let's
please.
Bring our mixologists in because it's Happy Hour Friday.
Yay.
Bring them in, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. All right. Yes, I mentioned earlier in the week that I wanted to do a Happy Hour Friday,
mm-hmm.
and we
Makes
would now
sense.
Like to introduce our mixologists. Let's say hello to Sam. Where's Sam? Is that you, Sam?
Howdy.
Step right up to the microphone.
Sam the bartender.
Hi, Sam. Thanks for coming in. And Melissa.
Hey, guys.
And who's this gentleman in back of you?
This is Sean.
This is Sean. And all of you guys are mixologists?
Yes.
Cool.
Very good. Who is going to be the spokesman for the group today? Sam, step up to the microphone. No, don't be afraid of it. It won't bite you.
Sam.
We're very excited because we're running a little late today. I apologize for that.
That's okay. I came prepared. I have booze already in hand.
Listen to that. Listen to that ice.
Did you bring any Red Bull?
Now you're a... Yeah, Mary. Did you hear Mary Carey?
Wow.
Almost makes you want to get her back on the booze, doesn't it? What are some of the concoctions that we'll be experiencing today? You've got... You're a certified mixologist, mm-hmm. right? So how long have you been mixologizing?
Well, I've been bartending and in the restaurant industry for about 15 years
it's
now.
It's a great industry.
Yeah, it is.
You know I love it. I truly do. Let me say hello to everyone in Manassas. Anyway, we're very excited. The way this is going to work, this is almost going to be like a wine tasting. Am I right?
Yes.
But you're going to be making little concoctions, and we're going to try a little sip-a-roo, and we're going to do that through the end of the broadcast today, and we're still going to try to have a decent radio show.
What do you think the odds are?
What do you have in your hot little hand right there?
Well, right now I was thinking about trying to do things that are a little bit more seasonal.
Okay.
So I thought a good way to open up was do all three official drinks of the three legs of the Triple Crown.
Mm.
So
very nice.
Very good.
Classy.
I know what they are. I think I know. One is a mint julep.
That's what I got right here. Right.
The other is a what the hell's the Preakness one?
For the Preakness, it's a Natty Bow.
Close.
I know the Preakness one. Black-Eyed Susan, but...
Yep, Black-Eyed Susan.
It's a Black-Eyed Susan?
That's exactly what it is.
And for the Belmont...
Belmont Breeze.
A Belmont... What's a Belmont... Well, I guess
Belmont
we're going to
find out.
It's a Belmont Breeze!
I could have two of those!
I couldn't... What's in your hand right now?
This would be the mint julep.
Mint julep? Is it ready to go?
One of my
favorites. Yep, ready to go.
Well, all right, before we break, as soon as I kick you out of here after our first sip, we're going to tell you...
Happy hour.
...all about our little contest that we have going on here.
Contest?
Yeah,
now,
we're going to do a contest.
Now, this is, if I'm not mistaken, a bourbon-based drink made with a muddle of sugar and mint leaves?
Yes.
Rob, you old queen.
Don't try to show up the mixologist.
Seriously, the mixologist tells us what's
time.
In it.
Although Rob did invent the black-eyed Susan.
Yeah, once I met Susan.
So it's bourbon. See, I'm not a real bourbon guy. So this,
I am.
This,
so I
you
love
know,
this.
Well, then, Rob, you get yours first.
Oh, thank you.
Well, the way it works is yes, it's you do muddled... you can do muddled mint
what
with
that,
sugar.
What does that mean?
I'll
How
pass
do you
this over to Buzz.
Muddling is basically a little device. I've actually got it out in the hallway here. It's where you press into the glass.
Uh-huh. Oh,
into,
you mash it. Sort
right.
Of.
You want to let loose the essential oil
Get
so that it starts
it.
To sweat. Now, right. what I did with mine, as opposed to doing just the sugar,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I did was I took my what's called a simple syrup, which is basically half parts.
It's not very bright.
Were you doing your impression of simple syrup?
I'm simple syrup.
He hasn't even started drinking yet. Simple. I'm simple syrup. We're not even. We're sober, for Christ's sake.
We're just smelling it. It's all
right. All right.
It's,
what were you saying?
It's
when do we get to drink?
Start drinking now.
All right.
I'll just talk.
We'll drink.
Everyone quiet. We're going to have our very first sip of the show. I'm not a bourbon guy. I'm by any stretch of the imagination. Let me try this.
That's tasty.
Wow.
That's tasty.
How about that?
See, you don't like it?
I neither like bourbon nor mint.
Give it back. That's the nice thing about a tasting. Yep. You can give that back. Rob, pass it over
left.
To Rob.
I'm holding
on
to mine.
Pass this to it. Don't give mine away. Mine I have to throw away because I've gotten sick.
I'll hold on to mine.
Very
good. Delicious.
What's going to be next when we come back from break?
That's why you drink alcohol, because then you purify from within.
Ah, very good. Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate that.
Black-Eyed Susan.
Black-Eyed Susan coming up. All right. Thanks a lot. We appreciate that.
I feel badly we didn't like the first drink.
Thank you, Sam.
We set a baseline.
Excuse me.
How are you?
Thank you, Sam. All right, Rob, do we have any background music for this, or should I play?
Oh, you want to play the? Oh, we're going to set the game up.
Yes, it's game time.
Not that. I'm sorry.
A game?
Yes, we have a game. It's not really a game. It's more a statement of your weekend activities.
Ah, yes.
All right, let me explain. Please, if you would allow me to explain. Everybody has an occasional weekend from hell, right?
Oh, yeah.
It usually is a beautiful weekend when you could be out doing something that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have one planned for this weekend,
boating,
like me.
Boating, fishing, playing golf, something like that. Something you really want to do. But due to circumstances, many times beyond your own control, you have to be somewhere or do something that you despise. Something that you hate to do that is like putting needles in your eyes.
Ah, got it.
We've all had those dreaded weekend plans from hell.
Sure.
And yep. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if your weekend sucks, you can call us at 877-365-3636 with $100 American on the line. Call us now and tell us about your weekend plans from hell.
Worst weekend wins.
Yes, if you have had a suck weekend, I don't care if it's been planned for a year or if it was sprung on you this week.
It's got to be this weekend.
This weekend, that's right. This coming weekend, you have the weekend plans from hell. Could be anything. Rob, I know you've got a crappy weekend, but it's not the crappiest weekend.
No, no, but I mean, I'd rather have it go another way. For example, tomorrow, my daughter, because she got very good grades, bless you, Julia, got a free ticket to a baseball game.
Right.
Which allows me to buy a ticket for myself and a ticket for my son. And get us in the car and go off to watch the Frederick Keys play baseball.
Yeah.
Lucky man.
Now, see, Rob considers that the weekend from hell. I know that our listeners can do a lot better.
But it's a baseline. Let's start there.
This can be anything from, visiting the mother-in-law you hate, and you'll have to explain why she is the mother-in-law you hate.
You've got to sell it.
Some chore you don't want to do, you have to do.
Perhaps community service. There are a lot of different
things. Clean out the garage.
yes, community service comes to mind as we sit here swilling bourbon on the show. So if you'd like to the chance to win $100, tell us about your weekend plans from hell at 877-365-3636. We will take all of those phone calls and continue our imbibage. And I'm already losing track of the show. Oh, that's right. We'll have another buzz update.
Yes, we'll have a buzz, all right.
Yeah, we're going to have a buzz when we come back. Give us a call, 877-365-3636. Back with your weekend plans right after this.
It's the Michael Mara Show.